Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. So it came to pass about on the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan. But they were found with Saul and Jonathan his son. In other words, because of the oppression that the soldiers did not have any weapons in order to be able to fight. There was only two weapons in that whole army. Saul had one and Jonathan had the other. Verse 1 of chapter 14 says, Now it happened on the day that Jonathan the son of Saul said to the young man who bore his armor, Come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he did not tell his father. And Saul was sitting in the outskirt of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people were with him were about 600 men. Let me give you the picture. Jonathan says, let's go forward and just see what God will do. Saul, on the other hand, didn't know what to do, so he just sat under a pomegranate tree. So you have to decide which you're going to be, Saul or Jonathan. Dropping down to verse 12, it says, Then the men of the garrison, now this is the Philistines, the enemy, they called out to Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, Come up to us, and we will show you something. Now, I didn't want to take time to read the whole story, but the story was that Jonathan, him and his armor bearer, and the armor bearer, remember, he didn't have a sword. But he had the same kind of a spirit and an attitude as Jonathan. So when Jonathan says, let's go see what God will do, the armor bearer says, my heart is with your heart. Whatever you feel God's calling you and directing you, I will follow. I'll be there. And so they made their way to where they were able to be seen by the garrison of the Philistines, which was on the top of this cliff. And Jonathan said this, let's see what God's desire is. Says, if they say, come on up to us, we know that God will give us the victory. And so this is where we find in this verse of scripture where we're started. The garrison saw them, and they saw these two men kind of just step out. Now they're ready to face an army, and all they saw was two young men walk up in only one sword, and there's a whole garrison of the enemy. And so they thought, this is going to be fun. We're just going to really have a great time. And so they told Jonathan and the armor bearer to come on up. And the Bible says that they climbed up. Now they had to climb up a cliff. It wasn't easy. We want easy stuff. We want it to be easy. We want somehow God make it kind of easy for me to move into victory. Sometimes victory is not easy, but it's sweet. Amen? But it is sweet. And so they went on their hands and knees. They climbed up this cliff. And when they got to the top of the cliff, if it was me, I would need a respirator. I would be so out of breath, but the Bible says they begin to fight against the enemy and they begin to win the battle till there was about an acre of land that they moved forward against this whole garrison. And then what happened? Know the story. And the Bible says, and God began to shake the ground. My friend, today, sometimes we give up before God does the shaking. They fought. They gave it their all. And could you imagine two, only one sword, and they fought for in the space of an acre, winning after battle after battle they was, you know, coming against. No doubt about this time, they've climbed up a cliff. They were fighting with all that they had. No doubt about this time, they were starting to probably get just a little bit tired. And God stepped in. And I want to talk to us today. We need to push forward until God steps in. Amen? Until God steps in. We don't try just a little bit and then step back, but we try until. And in the other verse of scripture, they could throw it up there so you could follow along, but the scripture deals with the fact that the Bible says that Paul and Silas was in prison and at midnight. Now, so many times we talk about midnight as if they kind of woke up And at midnight, they said, well, we have nothing else to do. We're awake. Let's sing. I believe they were singing and worshiping God the whole time they was in the prison. Because they knew that God was on their side. Their life was in the hands of God. And so all that happened to them didn't take it away. And I've seen people come into church and they go, oh my goodness, my dog got ran over. I can't worship God. Now you animal lovers, just lighten up. We let the littlest things in our life, amen, keep us. We had a hard day. My boss wasn't very nice to me this week. And we go all these kinds of things, and then we need to press through till we get the victory. Amen. We need to come with an idea. When I come to church, when I leave, I want to have the victory. Amen. I want to have some peace. I want to have some victory. I want to have the joy of the Lord in my life. Amen. And so we find these stories in the Old Testament, which reminds us that God will always come through. Because Paul and Silas, they were singing, they were hurting, their backs were bleeding, and they were in stocks. It was in the darkest, the deepest, and the smelliest part of the prison. Because, you see, they didn't have restrooms in those prisons. The prisons were made in tiers, so the bottom one was the most secure for the prisoners they wanted to keep most secure. And the Bible says they took them down into the most secure part of the prison because they were commanded to make sure these men don't get away. So all day long, as the prisoners were doing their thing, it was just moving down the floors till you get to the bottom. You see, sometimes we'll say, I can worship God if things are pleasant, if things are easy, if things are convenient. They was not only hurting, unsure what tomorrow was going to hold, but they was in a very nasty environment. And the Bible says, and they were singing and praising God. And the Bible says about midnight. No time they were. You see, sometimes we just give up too soon. We just kind of throw up our hands and say, well, you know, I've given a shot. I tried. But you see, at midnight, the Bible says, God says, man, that was music to my ears. I think I'm just going to dance a while. You can see I've never danced in my life. I'm not very good at it. Of course, I have my boots on, probably square dancing. But the Bible says in the jail cells snapped open because it began to shake. They praised God until the shaking came. Amen. My friend, today, in the day that we live in, the Bible says that there would be this environment in which you and I live today. But God thought enough of us to allow us to live in this environment. Amen. We are here today because we are well able. Praise the Lord. We are well able, amen, to stand in the hour that we live. And the same God that says that we could, that there would be miracles in the New Testament, there's miracles today for us. We just don't press through until, amen. And this is what the Bible teaches us, that we need to pray through until. We need to press until. There's challenges in life. We all have challenges. Sometimes people forget. They think they're the only one in the world that has a problem. If I was to ask who has a problem, most everybody would raise their hand. And the ones that didn't wouldn't be telling the truth. You know, Music Man, what, you know, trouble, everybody's got trouble. He played on the fact that everybody had trouble. So he created more trouble in order for him to sell his musical instruments. We all have trouble. We all have problems. But we have an answer the world does not have. Praise the Lord. And we need to understand that today. We're just not waiting for the rapture to take place. Amen. We're just not hoping we could just make it through. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And there's no challenge that you and I face that we can't conquer with the power of God if we just be persistent, if we just move forward. Amen. We could either choose to allow challenges to overwhelm us, or we could get up and defeat the challenge. Amen. We have a choice. Amen. We could be satisfied with a song and a prayer, or we could just move forward in faith like Jonathan. Let's see what God will do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Things aren't going very well, but I'm going to praise God and just see what God will do. Praise the Lord. Things are bad this week. I'm going to open my Bible and just see what God will do. Praise the Lord. When we have that kind of an attitude, my friend, we will have the victory. There will be some shaking that will be going on. Praise the Lord. Let's see what God will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That song that we used to sing a long time ago says, whose report will you believe? My friend, today, what report are we telling ourselves? Amen. We need to tell ourselves, I am a child of God. God is on my side. The Bible says there's no weapon formed against me that will prosper. We need to begin to talk to ourselves the word of God. Amen. I am the victor. I am a conqueror, and I'm more than a conqueror. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Because of his word. Because of his promise. Praise the Lord. It doesn't make a difference, my friend, today, who we are and what our titles are or what our titles are not. It doesn't make a difference. We're all children of God. And we all have the same access into the power of God. Praise the Lord. We need to say, God, I am going to overcome. Amen. The armor bearer said in verse 7, he says, do all that is in your heart. He says, here I am according to your heart. Praise the Lord. Brother Craig came this morning and he says, I just feel that we're on the verge of a breakthrough. We're on the verge of something if we just press, and I hope I'm not embarrassing him, if we just kind of press into a new dimension. My friend, today, sometimes, and I know I've told this story before, but, you know, you only have so many stories. So sometimes you have to repeat and repeat, all right? But I remember years ago when I was living in California, there was a story of a man that understood years ago, and he understood that this mountain was during the gold rush. It had to have a lot of mountain because of the minerals that he could see on the outside. He said there had to be gold in this mountain. And he spent everything that he had to get the equipment, and he dug and he dug and he dug and he dug until he became so discouraged, he walked away and left it. Years later, there was another geologist that came and says, I know there's got to be gold in this. And he bought that piece of property that the man abandoned years before. And he cleaned out all the rubbish, and he cleaned out all the trash that had filled the tunnel. He finally got to the place where there was a box of dynamite, there was the hard hat, there was the pick that the man left in discouragement. And he began to dig. He dug 6 inches and found the biggest gold vein in California. 6 inches. He stopped short. How many times have we stopped maybe 6 inches from our victory? 6 inches from things being shaken. It's giving up and walking away. But when God says, I was about ready to stamp the floor. Amen. We need to press on until the shaking takes place. Because God is always, he's always faithful. Praise the Lord. He's always faithful. King Saul seemed to have some advantages in life. The Bible says he was taller than anybody else. He was head and shoulders above the average man. He had great ability and great strength. And yet every time that we see him in the battle, what we find, he is a man that throws up his hands in defeat. In the story that we just read, the Bible says he had the other sword. He should have been right there with Jonathan, his son. But he was discouraged, and he sat under the pomegranate tree, and he just watched victory happen through his son. We find in another place in which Goliath, he would step out and challenge the people of God and declare, there's not a one of you. I will defeat every one of you. And because the leader could not lead, the people ran in fear until there was a young man that came out of the sheepfold. And he heard that message and something stirred in his spirit. He says, I'll go out there and I'll face that giant. While the king who had the sword and the armor and the army was afraid to go out and fight the battle. David went out with just a slingshot and his faith in God. My friend, today, faith in God will destroy everything. Amen. That comes against us. It will overcome. The problem is we need to press and press until the victory comes. Praise the Lord. We need to fight until Paul and Silas, they sang until, amen, the victory came. The children of Israel, under the leadership of Joshua, they marched around the walls until the walls came down. They marched one day. They marched 2 days. They marched until the walls came down. Daniel prayed 21 days for something that he needed an answer from God. And on the 21st day, an angel appeared and said, God heard you the very first day that you prayed. My friend, today, we need to understand, don't stop pressing forward. Praise the Lord. Don't stop believing God. Don't stop standing on His Word. Amen. Miracles and interventions by God is not for somebody else. It's for you. It's for me. It's for us. God hears and answers prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Peter and John was on their way to pray. They came by the gate that they always go through, and it was called the Gate Beautiful. And something caught their attention. There was a lame man that cried out for alms. Something stirred in their hearts. Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I unto thee. You know what the problem is sometimes in our life? We allow life to drain us of the Spirit of God that needs to fill our life. Sister Bell brought that out so wonderfully when she referred to the 5 foolish virgins. You see, the only difference between them and the wise virgins was the oil in their lamps. They were all virgins. They all had oil at one time, which represents the Spirit always through the Word of God. The lamp always represents the Word of God. So they had this experience with God that made them righteous. They had the Word of God, and they had oil. But they allowed the oil to run low to the point that they did not have enough to make the journey. That's why Paul says we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. He's not talking about an initial baptism. He says that every day we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need to pray till something begins to shake in here. Praise the Lord. And when we begin to shake in here, amen, something begins to happen because we have the power of God unleashed within our lives. May we allow life to drain us of the Spirit of God. Amen. And we don't have enough to blow the powder off of the powder puff. But we need to be filled with the power in the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And so they were threatened and they were told threatened with all kinds of things, imprisonment, beatings, and so forth. But they couldn't touch them at that time because this lame man that everybody knew had been lame from his birth was standing there. So they threatened, and this is what Peter's response was. And this needs to be our response to our generation. He says, you tell me which is right, obey man or obey God. For there's none other name, amen, given to us under heaven whereby we must be saved. It is in the name of Jesus, and we will proclaim that name. We cannot hide our light under a bushel. Praise the Lord. We are not mean. We're not ugly. We don't confront. We don't belittle. But my friend, today, we do shine. And God wants us to shine. Amen. The love of God, the kindness of God, the goodness of God, the power of God, the glory of God to shine within our lives. Praise the Lord. And so, after they were threatened and finally released, they went back together and they had a prayer meeting, and their prayer meeting went something like this. Their prayer meeting went like this. It says, Lord, give us more boldness. I've thought many times, what would have I prayed if I was brought into this opposition and threatened? Lord, protect me! Oh God, please, please, Lord, protect us! They didn't pray that at all. They said, give us more boldness that we could proclaim your word. And the Bible says when they prayed that prayer, the place was shaken where they were praying. Praise the Lord. Oh God, we're not asking you to hide our light, but Lord, give us boldness to shine for you. Amen. That we may be filled with the Spirit and the power of God. I told Sister Tavia today, we was talking about, you know, some sickness in the family, and I said, you know, it's time to see a miracle. It's time that we just not talk about miracles that happened generations ago or in the new. It's time for us to see a miracle. Why? Because the miracle worker is still here. We just need to believe God. We need to take the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. It says, listen, we're coming against this sickness. We're coming against this situation. We're coming against this circumstance. Because, my friend, today, God is still at work. I wrote this in my notes as we were singing. The giant will never be defeated unless it is confronted in the name and power of Jesus Christ. We just can't assume, well, because I've been baptized in Jesus' name, because, you know, I'm born again, because then, my friend, we have got to confront our giant in order to defeat our giant. We need to confess we have a giant in our life. And we know when we really think about it what the giant is in our personal lives. We know what it is, whether it's fear or doubt or depression or it could be finances or whatever it is. We know what it is and we need to confront it, amen, with the Word of God, amen, and we need to confront it with the power of His Spirit. Praise the Lord. We need to confront those things that are standing and keeping us from receiving what God wants us to receive. This is what Isaiah said in chapter 40. He says, he asked a question. Have you not known? And have you not heard? And then he reminds us of what we really know and what we have heard. And it is this. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. Is there any weak in the house today? Praise the Lord. Amen. He gives power to the weak. We come and says, God, I feel weak. Let me tell you something about Revelation. In Revelation, the sixth letter is to a church of Philadelphia, and they acknowledge the fact that we are weak, my friend, today, and God promised them power. He said, because you have not denied my name, because you have kept my word, he says, I will keep you from the hour that is coming. My friend, today, weakness, praise the Lord, is not an excuse for missing the victory. He says he gives power to those that are weak. My friend, that's me. He gives me power in the midst of my weakness. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. When we release God into our life, amen, rejoice not against me, O mine enemies. For when I fall, I shall rise. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And here's an encouragement to us old people. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. But those who wait, on the Lord. Those that says, Lord, I'm marching out on that field because I know what you've given me. Young David, he walked up to this giant that was somewhere around nearly 10 feet tall. And we say, well, that's just an impossibility. That was a myth. They've found bones of giants. That the femur bone is something like 3 feet long. They have found evidence of the fact there were giants upon the earth. The Bible isn't filled with fables. They're stories that let us know. Amen. We've got the victory. And there was this giant, was a champion in his own nation. There was none that was able to defeat him. Even Saul was afraid to go out against him. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he could blaspheme the name of my God and my people, the people of God? Sometimes something just needs to stir up within us. I remember a few years ago, I was looking at these, I like these videos of nature and stuff. Sometimes they get a little gory. And here was this elephant. It was a relatively young elephant. It wasn't a giant elephant. But all of a sudden he was attacked by a bunch of lions. And lions were all over. They were on top of him. They were hanging off the side of him. And you could see him kind of staggering. And he went to his knees, and I love elephants. I've got different elephants all over my desk, and I was like, oh God, no. But then as the camera, it was a night camera, so he was able to see, there was this defeat, and he was starting to lean, and my heart began to bleed. I love elephants. I don't have nothing against lions, but don't kill my elephants. But in the video, there was something that happened. There was a change in the look of this elephant. I'm serious. You saw it. There was something that just entered in as if the elephant says, wait a minute. I'm bigger than these lions are. And that elephant stood up and began to shake himself. Lions begin to fly everywhere, and the elephant just trots off. Sometimes when the devil thinks he's got us on our last knee, we just need to get a new frame of mind and stand up
and shake it off.
Hallelujah! Because greater is he
that is in me.
And he that is in the world!
Hallelujah! Woo! Glory!
I'm gonna close with this verse of scripture. And we're gonna have a special prayer time. This is one of my favorite scriptures in Job. Chapter 26, verse 14. He's talking about the awesomeness and the greatness of God. And this is what he says. Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways. That makes chills. You see, all we know about God and get excited about God and proclaim are just the mere edges of what we can understand about how God, great God is. Oh, that's not even the best part. He says, and how small a whisper we hear of him. In other words, what we know of him is nothing but just a mere whisper of his greatness and his power, his ability, his love, his kindness. But the thunder of his power, who could understand? Who could understand? My friend, today, whatever God has done in your life, it's just a mere whisper of what God can do in our life. Amen? We could talk about the greatness, and some of us have a wonderful testimony, how God delivered us from this or that, and how God has brought us into the kingdom of God. But my friend, as great as that is, it's the mere whisper of what God can do. If we somehow could understand a little bit of the thunder of His power. Hallelujah. We would pray until things begin to shake. We would come against the enemy until the Lord brought the victory. Praise the Lord. We would stand up with a shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. Let's stand together today. Until God steps in, we continue to pray. We continue to sing. We continue to stand. We continue to shout until God steps in. And we don't settle for anything less. There are those here today. There's some that's dealing with some sickness, either in yourself or in your children. There's others that have circumstances and situations. And my friend, today we need to understand we're not robots. We're human. So what makes up a human is not just our body. What makes up a human is body, soul, and spirit. And many times what we're fighting is not in the physical realm. Sometimes it's in the mental realm. But you see, sometimes we paint that as somehow, I don't want to admit that. My friend, we're human. If you didn't have emotions, you wouldn't be human. Amen? And so, we need to understand there are levels. Sometimes it's physical, with sickness and those types of things that we deal with. Sometimes there are emotional type things that we deal with. Sometimes there are spiritual things, temptations and things that are trying to grab our life. There are things in which we are fighting. My friend, today, we don't have to go on struggling day after day after day. When David walked off that field, he was holding the head of Goliath. And I could guarantee you, Israel never had to face Goliath again. Hello? Never fought that giant again, because that giant was dead. We need to kill some giants today. We need to come against some things, amen, that we struggle against. You know, a lack of faith and fear and depression and sickness. We need to, today, we need to just trust God. And so many times, we kind of have this sense of, well, if I go up and get prayed for, somebody might assume. My opinion is this. If somebody wants to get prayed for, and somebody else assumes something in their heart, they needed prayer more than you did. This is what church is all about. I am coming to present something to God, for God to take care of, because this is a little bit bigger than me. But my God is well able. Praise the Lord. And so today, if there are those here that are sick, I'm going to ask the ministers to come. And if there are those that are sick and need healing, if there are those today that circumstances just seem to keep you from moving forward into a new dimension, I want you to come up today and we're going to pray for you. We're just going to believe today. My friend, today, this is not the time to get embarrassed or intimidated. It's time for us to say, I'm going to break through. Amen? Well, you know, there's a whole lot of you that raised your hand and said you had circumstances and problems in your life. This is the time to say, God, I'm coming forward today, and I'm going to make a big dent in my problem. I want to make a big dent. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Just come up. Let's make a line right across the front here. Praise the Lord. And we're just going to pray. We're just going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. They're wanting you to line up this way, facing that way. Amen. I want us to come believing. Amen. This is just not, we're just not going through some motions. We're believing today, because my God is able. Praise the Lord. God is able. God says, I will do it if you believe. Praise the Lord. I heard you the very first day that you prayed. Hallelujah. Oh, let's begin to lift it up to God. Let's begin to lift it up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm presenting it to you in Jesus' name.